Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Thursday night footy, Eels taking on Bunnies. We're counting you down to that one. But first, let's bring in this man.
Read about it. Read about it.
Read his mail.
An irreplaceable, he called himself that, member of the Triple M NRL team from the Australian, Brent Reid. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, boys.
Reedy, we've just been breaking down the comments of Trent Robinson, Roosters coach, about Anthony Seibold and the scrutiny that coaches now experience off-field. MG, you said that the only two blokes who are guaranteed to be free of that scrutiny is Trent Robinson and Craig Bellamy. But Craig Bellamy in the headlines, Reedy.
Yeah, look, I wrote a story today that Brisbane were going to look at everyone, and probably at the top of that list would be Craig Bellamy. Well, the Melbourne chair, Matt Tripp's, hit back today. I just spoke to him a couple of hours ago. Matt basically said, why would anyone want to go to the Broncos in their current state? He's got Craig Bellamy on contract for another year. They're hopeful they'll extend that. And he said there's no way they'll let him go. So I think we've got to put, based on that, I think we'll put a line through Craig Bellamy for the Broncos. So,
What about $2 million? Would that well, get him up north?
That might make a difference. But that might make a difference. But the issue there is, they've just paid Seibold a massive payout.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a footy cap and you're restricting. Well, it's a soft cap, so you can spend above it, but
yeah,
you've got to pay a tax if you do. So that's a decision Brisbane will have to make. But, you know, if they want the best coach, and they're saying they want the best coach, well, we all know Craig's probably the best coach in the game, and he's only got a year to go. So I don't know. I'm sure they'll ask the question of Craig, but look, Melbourne are in no mood to let him go, so
it's as they should.
MG, just want to get your take there on that comment that we want the best coach. Why wouldn't that have been their attitude?
But it was.
Yeah,
it was two years ago when they signed, because they were signing the rookie coach of the year, or the coach of the year when he was a rookie coach, which was Anthony Seibold, and they thought they were signing the right one then. But this time, if they really wanted to sign the right one, Bellamy is the right one.
And to be fair to them, they did actually have a go at Craig. They've actually had a go at him twice, and they've missed out both times. They had a go at him a couple of years ago before they signed Anthony. So they have had a go at him, to be fair. They just haven't been able to extract him from Melbourne.
What's the chance, maybe, of a double whammy, both Cameron Smith and Craig Bellamy going to Brisbane?
Oh, well, that would change everything, wouldn't it? Imagine if they landed that. That would just immediately transform the club. But I think it's pretty slim. Look, I think Cam's pretty close. Again, Matt said they're waiting desperately for Cam to make his decision. They think it's pretty imminent, but
what's your gut feel, Rudy?
My gut feel is he'll retire. You know, and I think if he plays on, it'll be at Brisbane, but my gut feeling is he'll retire.
I reckon if they land Bellamy and Smith, that blows the soft cap just a little bit, MG. Blake Green, the story during the week that the Bulldogs signed him and then he unfortunately suffered the ACL injury. They are going to honour the contract. It's a one-year deal, but under the assumption Kieran Foran not going to be at the Dogs next year, where does his future lie in rugby league?
Well, I spoke to him this afternoon. At the moment, he's not sure where his future lies. He just knows he wants to play again. He obviously knows it won't be at the Bulldogs. And he was pretty, philosophical about it all. I mean, he's obviously been through some tough periods in recent years. They'd offered him a one-year deal. Kieran and his management went back and asked for a two-year deal, and then next thing he knew, the deal was off the table, and now that we found out they've signed Blake Green. So he's pretty disappointed. He wasn't critical of the club, I've got to say that. He made it pretty clear he'd enjoyed his time at the Bulldogs, but he's desperate to get another gig. Kieran, he wants to play again. At the moment, he's just hopeful he'll get that chance.
Any probable suitors for Foran?
Well, not from what I could gather at the moment, but you know the next 5 weeks is crucial for him. And
there's some
clubs that could do with a player of his experience, and you know he knows he's going to have to take a pay cut. He's known that for a long time, and you know I think he'll land somewhere. It's just a matter of where he lands.
MG, could you see any club offering him that 2 year deal that he's after at his age with his injury history?
No, it'd be heavily. Incentive. Yeah, I think and I think he copped that. You know, he's been on good coin for the last 4 or 5 years, and he's been one of the, when he's fit, one of the best players in the game when fit. But that seems an eon ago.
Fair enough. Speaking of contract,
he just wants to play footy, guys. That's all. He just wants to play.
Okay.
Well there's park comps you can do that.
Someone, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe a Tigers or someone could do with him. Or,
fair enough.
His experience.
Hey, Reedy, speaking of contracts in question, Tevita Pangai Jr., the contract was all but torn up a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
He's still at the club. There's reviews going on. There's interest from the Warriors. What's his future?
Well, tomorrow's D-Day for Tevita. He's got to front the Broncos board. It's interesting. He's actually in quarantine, even though he's not in the bubble, as a way of showing that he's committed to getting back on the field and showing that he's able to follow the protocols. He's actually in quarantine at the moment, so he's going to appear by Zoom. The Brisbane board, his legal team, and the Broncos lawyers will be in a room, and Tevita will be in the Zoom, and he's got to plead his case. And look, I don't think we'll get a resolution tomorrow. I think the board will take a few days to think it over, but you know, my gut feel is that he's got to be pretty persuasive if he doesn't want that club to rip up his contract.
Yeah, intriguing, isn't it? It's unbelievable how this Broncos saga is just going on and on and on and on. Well, I don't know if Pangai Jr. doesn't end up staying at Broncos, I suppose the Warriors are the team that seem most suited.
MG, quickly, if you are the new coach of the Broncos,
yep.
Regardless, do you want them to hold on to Tevita Pangai Jr.?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, I think I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's had a couple of coaches ring him, a couple of interested coaches already ring him who are eyeing off that job and plead with him to stay. So clearly, the coaches want him. The question is whether the board's got an appetite to keep him. That's the real issue.
If we look at the issues he's been penalised for, there haven't been anything way out of the realms. It's been a few that are around, along the same type of, you know, 7 out of 10s or 6s out of 10s. There's been no 10 out of 10 dramas that he's been involved in.
Very nice. All right, Brent, the irreplaceable Reed. Nice work as always. Great to speak to you. Get out there and enjoy your weekend of footy.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.